Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You know, we're talking college football. One team that you can always count on being relevant in the conference and getting big wins. He's been doing it now for a couple of years, building that program down in Annapolis. Coach Ken Niumatalolo. What's going on, Coach?
Morning, guys. How you doing?
I'm doing well. First of all, let me say this. And I know he's 2 years removed from your program, but I'm a big Keenan Reynolds fan. You and I had this talk before, and I love the fact that it looks like he's actually making some waves in camp this year with the Baltimore Ravens. You have to be proud of that young man.
Super excited for him, you know, especially when they came here to our stadium and the Ravens practice here, and, you know, heard he had a really good practice. You know, I watched his game when he had that long punt return versus the Redskins, so it was really cool to see that. You know, and it was interesting. I just texted him that a lot of people here are super excited. And him just saying, Coach, it's every day I'm still grinding. I mean, he hasn't changed. He's the same Keenan, just every day trying to get better. And obviously we're really excited for this opportunity for him.
So, Coach, how do you feel about the team going into the season? Just look at this guy. You got Cincinnati, you got Houston, you got Notre Dame. You got some, you know, as always, you know, some really tough opponents on the schedule. How do you feel about this group?
That's a loaded question for a coach. I don't know if you ever feel great or feel, you know, you're always nervous.
Yep.
You're always wondering if you've done enough. You always wonder where your team's at, if you've hit enough, if you've tackled enough, you know, how your legs are. And, you know, there's days that you feel good and there's days that, you know, you don't like your practice so much. But overall, I like our team. I like the way we're working. I like our attitude. I like the humility of our team. And then we'll see what happens. You know, I mean, I've been doing this for a long time. Every year is a different year, and you just, you know, try your best to prepare and see what happens.
Coach Ken Niumatalolo, Navy midshipman, head football coach, joins us on the Norris and Long Show. Coach, I mean, you talked about your conference, the AAC. That's a conference that if you are a novice college football fan or just, you know, not really paying attention, you don't know how good that conference is. Last year, Houston was one of the preseason darlings. Memphis had a good year. Cincinnati, we know about that. South Florida is top 25. And then there's Navy, who just lost one conference game last year. This conference has really improved over the years since you guys formed the AAC.
It's a really good league. You know, when we were thinking about joining the league, this seemed like the perfect fit for us. And it's, you know, been everything we thought it would be and more. Really competitive, a lot of good coaches, a lot of good programs. But it's really helped us in recruiting, too, because just the markets of the different schools are spread around the country, you know, from Dallas to Houston, to Orlando, Tampa, like you said, Cincinnati, Connecticut. I mean, we're all over the place, and that's allowed us to get a lot of exposure. And not only that, it's been a really good football league for us.
Yeah, it really has. And some exciting teams, like you mentioned, USF, always really impressed me. And actually, so have you guys. This isn't because you're on with us. I find it amazing that despite the – and because of restrictions with the, you know, the candidates that you get, you always seem to be outweighed, you know, especially in the on the line. How do you remain competitive when these teams – and they are so much bigger. So we did a weight comparison, like I think it was last year. It was like, you know, 40 to 50 pounds in some cases. How do you guys, you know – close that gap?
Well, it's, you know, it's our culture. It's who we are. We always recognize that we're going to be smaller than everybody else, not as fast as everybody else. We always have a chip on our shoulder. But we just know that we got to be tougher than other guys. We got to be more disciplined. And those are real things that we strive for, that we're going to be the toughest team in the country. We're going to be the most disciplined. And if we're not, we don't have a chance, you know. So it's something that we try to work on every week. And I always say this, and, you know, I know it gets old saying it, but, you know, football is the ultimate team sport. So even though there might be other individuals that might be more talented than us, as a team, hopefully we're one team, you know, that's all headed in the right direction. And if you do that, I think it gives you a chance with maybe against a team that's not as close as your team is.
Coach Ken Niumatalolo, head football coach for the Navy midshipmen. Coach, tell us about some of the players to watch for the 2017 season when we're watching Navy battle.
Well, obviously everybody's been talking about Zach Abies. Mm-hmm. Got, you know, big shoes to fill. You know, like you mentioned, Keenan Reynolds a couple years ago, you know, Tongo Smith and Will Worth last year. He's had a really good camp, you know, been really excited the way he's been playing. Our two captains, Daryl Bonner, our slotback on offense, was our big playmaker last year. And also DJ Palmore, our outside linebacker, our leading tackle for loss guy last year. He's done a really good job this season. On our D-line, you know, we got Jarvis Polu returning, and he's going to anchor our D-line.
I like him.
We've got, you know, really, really excited about him.
Yeah.
You know, and Tyler Carmona at wide receiver. And a guy last year kind of came on, you know, kind of by accident. But Malcolm Perry is another guy that, you know, should have a big year. But, you know, there's a lot of guys that have a chance to contribute and do well. Micah Thomas, our leading tackler from last year. Sean Williams, our safety. So, you know, there's some guys that got to step up for us to have a really good year.
Florida Atlantic University is first on September the 1st. That game is at 8 o'clock on ESPNU on the road. So I know you guys are amped up to start the season.
Well, you're always excited for your first game. You know, and just playing a team like FAU with the new coach, Lane Kiffin, you know, one of the best coaches in the country, adding on a lot of talent in the program. You know, so we've been kind of watching who they've been adding. You know, so they're going to be super talented, got really good coaches, Kendall Briles, you know, from Baylor, and with all those offenses that, you know, high-powered offenses that they had in the Big 12 all those years. And so we're going to have our handful. We're going to see right off the bat where we stand as a football team. It's going to be hot and humid down there in Florida. And playing at night on ESPN, it's going to be a fun game, and we'll see what happens.
There he is, Coach Ken. Coach, thanks a lot for your time. I know you're a busy man this time of the year. Good luck to you in the upcoming season.
All right, guys. You guys take care. Have a great day.
Appreciate it, Coach. Good luck.
Coach Ken Niumatalolo.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.